the question was asked, where do Minhagim come from? And us Ashkenazim, now that we moved to Israel, do we maintain our Minhagim? How does that work? So the Talmud says that when a community moves as a community, it takes its customs with it. That's already discussed in Talmud. So when you have Ashkenazim that come and establish the shul right here, Oel Yitzchak, and it says at the entrance, this temple, this synagogue was erected with Ashkenazi customs, and that's the community that this was built by. So then they retain their customs, and the fact that all around them and next door attached to their building there are two Sephardi shuls is very nice. But when a community moves, a community retains its minhagim. Okay. So Sephardim will be Sephardim, and Ashkenazim will be Ashkenazim, and Teimanim will be Teimanim. That's fine. The question is a greater question when you're building a new yeshuv, and suddenly you have 15 families who are Sephardi and one family that's Ashkenazi. And that, what's that yeshuv going to do, right? But there's no minagamakom. I'm saying... It's been 1,000 years since someone lived on that hilltop or more.
Only one family.
So, forgive me.